Thank you.
Something good's happened in your world. You need to hear it. Rennie, get up here and tell us something good. You can bring your bodyguard with you. SWAT team really wants him.
I'll bring you up to date. Commander has told us many times that he wants...
Put that in your mouth.
Commander has told us many times he wants live messengers, not dead heroes. Well, some of us are a little beyond that, like Russ Bacher and Bo Brights and Rodney Stitch and some of these people. We can't get back into the system. Bo told us at the rally last summer, he said, in order to stay alive, you must be prepared to die and not give a damn. He's seen many people come through combat in impossible situations without a scratch. Another thing, there's an old saying that the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, maybe we can update that and say the computer is mightier than the briefcase nuke. But there's another weapon that's other weapons that are equally powerful, and that's the truth is one of them. Another one is psychology, and the human race has been psyched out since the beginning of time. You go way back in the history of medicine, man, with the voodoo doctors, with the masks and everything, that's all psychology. And part of what I do is psyching out the San Luis Obispo people. They say there's no warrants for my arrest. But they also, in the court order, said that my house is full of C4 explosives with detonators. I've already violated my probation. I think these are causes for a warrant to be sworn out. What I think they wanted me to do was walk into that courtroom so they could get their hands on me and arrest me there. But let's back up a little bit. About a month ago, 6 weeks ago, the courts made another attempt to confiscate my property. They sent a lawyer that worked for the courts out to put a sign up on my house. It's in receivership to sell it. I think you heard this story from other people. It's very familiar. The attorney came to the door. I won't repeat over on this tape what I said to him.
Thank you. I'm already in bad enough shape.
As he ran down the driveway, I noticed there were some police officers, deputy sheriffs out in the street. I later found out a deputy told a friend of mine that those weren't regular deputies. The regular deputies will not come to my house. It was a SWAT team dressed up as deputies. Not allowing the courts to put up the sign and show my house, court orders were sent out to me. The real estate people said that it's hard enough to show a house in this depressed real estate market, let alone which one is all messed up like mine. You should see the job they did on my house when I was in jail. What's left of my personal things are scattered around the yard. They've been rained on for a year, and I won't touch it. And the real estate people said it's hard enough to show a house under these conditions, let alone one that is full of C4 explosives and detonators. I'm going to diverge a little bit here. I was ordered to be in court Friday the 30th. On the 29th in the evening, I tuned in Radio Free America, Tom Valentine. I don't get it all the time because when there's a baseball game playing, I don't get Radio Free America in San Luis Obispo. Rodney Stitch was on Radio Free America for the first hour. And I missed a little bit of it. I taped some of it. Rodney had a phone call into Jefferson City, Missouri, the Missouri State Prison, and a number of acquaintances of Gunter Ritzbacher was talking to Rodney Stitch, and he transferred them over to Radio Free America, and they all talked out over the air. Now, we have to get that tape. I know where we can get it. I got the address here.
You get the tape, and we'll plagiarize it right through the word, and we'll get it out to everybody who'll take it.
Right. There was two or three people, I don't know the exact number, spoke up on the air right from the center of the prison. And after that first hour was up, I called in, and I got part of my tape, too. Tom Valentine is from San Luis Obispo. He was born there and grew up there. So at first, Tom Valentine and I were a little cool toward each other, but we cut through that, broke the ice, and we had a gay time going, running all the politicians in San Luis Obispo up one side and down the other, including William B. Clark. I started off by telling the world over Radio Free America a little bit of history of drug trafficking, all the way back to Captain Russell around the time of the Revolutionary War, who was affiliated with the British East India Trading Company and who made millions of dollars in Revolutionary War dollars on the opium trade. The Queen of England is the richest woman in the world from the opium trade. In 1832, when he retired, Captain Russell left $54 million to Yale University, to the Skull and Bones Club, to promote the New World Order. After Captain Russell retired, his position was taken over by a man named Warren Delano, who made more millions of dollars and left his fortune to his grandson, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So no one's clean. And we got around to San Luis Obispo and the Zapata Cattle Company, and Tom Valentine says, "Oh, before you start on William Clark, let me tell you a story about William Clark." Russell Bowen, I think his name is, one of the CIA people that is incarcerated, told a story that at the La Penca bombing in Nicaragua, he was sent down to get a man out of Nicaragua who was arrested and incarcerated for killing a Costa Rican police officer. I think the man's name was Peter Glivery, I'm not sure. He went into Mr. Bowen went into this house, and there was a man hiding in the closet. And he went to the closet, and this guy in the closet was dying of thirst, so he got him a Coca-Cola drink. And he said the man was William P. Clark. In Costa Rica at the time of the La Penca bombing, if you remember, Rob Owen and Ollie North and all those people were there at that time too. So we had a good conversation. We talked about Robert Murray, the man who owned thousands of acres around Avila Beach, where the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant is now, and who built Avila Beach Estates. It's a very luxurious resort and golf course. Robert Murray made millions of dollars on the cattle business, importing cattle from Mexico. Cattle came through full of drugs. These cattle were, but the cowboys that rounded up the cattle and separated them when they came off the trucks told me that there were certain cattle were marked and sent right to the meat packing plant. The name of the meat packing plant on Madonna Road in San Luis Obispo is Zapata Farms. And so we were talking about the Zapata Cattle Company in North San Luis Obispo County, and I asked Tom Valentine, where have you heard that name before? And he says, why, that's, of course, that's George Bush's Zapata Oil Company. And I said, yes, and they're in the same business. Not cattle and oil, but drugs.
Fish meal and bone meal. One by land, two if by sea.
Right, I can
give you some more confirmation while you just stand there and be uncomfortable. In October, on the 29th in 1987, at Vandenberg Air Force Base, they had six missiles they were going to launch, one being a tracking satellite, plus one on the ground to be used in case of malfunction. We allowed two of those to go up, and we took them out after they got out beyond their 150-mile limit, armed. Mind you, we don't touch them. We don't even touch them if they're armed with beam weaponry. But if they have nuclear capacity, and I won't go into what type of nuclear capacity, we disarm them. We warn them. Don't send up anymore. And of course, on the 29th, after dinking around with them for 2 days, one of the officers said, we'll blow your ass out of the air, sir, and launched. We disarmed it, disoriented it, and they fired at us with missiles, heat-seeking missiles, zigzag, zigzag. Of course, those were just ice crystals. You have to understand it was a perfect launch, and it went to its destination, etc. We were visible for over half an hour, and this information came back confirmed from the communications officer on duty at the time of the incident, which in turn they started him on his trek to Colorado for his liquid lobotomy. We have him. That makes them very uncomfortable when we get one that can really tell on them, and they know he's alive and well because he has also spoken with them. But the interesting one, and the one that I want to connect here, is what happened about 3 days later. They're going to shoot another one. No, you're not. Well, we have to go back. They even tried trickery by taking this one off the pad, putting the standby on the pad, telling us it was disarmed and they needed to go ahead and try the trajectory and all this stuff. And, of course, we have very good scanning technology, so we knew that it was the same. This time, all we did was disarm it. And literally, it went into a lot of trouble that I have a lot of fun with, but we won't go into. So now let us move on to a few days later. Now the press is all standing by because they want to see another perfect launch. Now, perfect launch, you just go zip and it's gone. An imperfect launch, however, you have a great light show like you did on the 29th of October. We said, you're not going to do that. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, no, you're not. They went ahead and launched this one. And we had disabled their guidance system. So it goes out, circles around, and heads right back to Diablo. Uh-huh. And all that beautiful Zapata land and all those SLO people. And there is a nervous breakdown going on. They had to make a choice, one of two. If they blew it out, and it was still armed, if we had not disarmed it, you see, it would take out so much of the Western United States is to be unthinkable. If it went back inward, it would hit. It was we aimed it right at that power plant. And with that kind of an intense detonation, and you see we have some pretty good control frequencies too, you have to detonate a nuclear warhead with frequency to bypass all of the systems at once to actually fire. They knew that would take out all of their property. Guess what they did? They saved their property and blew up the thing and called it a bad launch and heaved a sigh of relief because God wouldn't let the Western United States be blown away. It's always this kind of tit for tat, but they're going to get their feet wet, and it won't be long now, except that they've got such a system underground that they can be across the United States underground in a very short period of time. So go ahead, Ray. I need to catch up with some confirmations as we go along, because these are the things that any judge in any court of law would know that this little grandmother wouldn't know.
Another little anecdote about Vandenberg. Many years ago, I think it was 1979 or 80, boat fishermen out of Morro Bay was coming up from Central America with a load of their favorite product, and as they rounded Point Conception near Vandenberg, the DEA and the FBI ran the boat into Vandenberg. The owner of the boat, Neil McCrae, left Vandenberg in a body bag, and something like $7 million worth of cocaine disappeared into Vandenberg. Getting back to the radio program I was telling you about, after I called in, Ray Ellen Russbacher called in. And she said, Ray Rennick is a very good friend of mine. And she said, in fact, you have many of my good friends on tonight. And something happened. I had to go out to a phone booth to call in the show, and my tape was running, and the tape got screwed up, and I didn't get it all. But we will get it. I have the address here where we can get the tape. The next day was April 30th, Friday. I was supposed to be in court. Two people didn't show up for court. Me and the judge.
How did you do that?
Now, I think that's interesting. Finally gotten around to something I find interesting.
On the 29th, I timed it so the judge would get the letter that the commander got a copy of on the 29th. And this may or may not had something to do with why the judge didn't show up. So it's all been put off again. It's supposed to be on for Tuesday. They're still trying to take away my property. We'll see. Outside of that, I don't think I have too much more to add. Try to listen to Tom Valentine. He's getting very interesting. A lot of people he was skeptical of. He was skeptical of Russbacher. He was skeptical of many people. But I think he's getting convinced that these people are on the ball and telling the truth. Okay, I think that's about all I have to say for now.
Well, we're glad to see you alive and well. There's one reason I wanted to have this little brief meeting before we get on with the business of corporations. It's going to be extremely important that you ones utilize the tools that we've offered to you as good sheltering devices. At this point, we're not going to get distracted over the personal insults or damages. You have to have a system, and you have to test the system to see where its flaws are. We have all sorts of things that go on in everyday living that impact you, distract you, and obviously when you are covering a myriad of subjects as we do, no one around our team has time to think on any one focus. And yet all of you are parts of what you particularly are interested in. It's interesting to note, and Ray will appreciate this, Karen can appreciate this because she was here. Norma comes hopping down the stairs, you know, and really doesn't want to go in that room to write anyway, wondering whether or not Ray's going to get blown away, trying to get Vassilos out of jail. Everything coming down, finding that your own co-partner, if you want to call George that, is literally going to come under federal investigation for mail fraud out of Chicago with his old buddy George Anderson. But we don't want to push this until we get qualified evidence. In fact, we don't care about pushing it at all. We just like to get on about our work. And all of this, does anybody find it interesting to note the numbers that are being touted around in the Associated Press about these two old grandparents? They talk about $2 million. It grew from whatever, 100 and some odd thousand, just from Luke Perry. Luke Perry doesn't have a blasted cent in anything. He's trying to get the estate away from his stepmother and his sisters, who would like to put him away as a sociopath. His own family. Isn't there anything we can do about it? I don't want to do anything about Luke Perry. He's going to do it unto himself, and we can't even pay for this kind of advertising. EJ's already gotten a call from San Diego, somebody who really, he says, are you Mr. Ecker? Well, I read about you in the paper, and you must know something about this, do you, sir? Well, I know a little bit about it. Well, I sure do need a corporation, do I talk to you? No, ma'am, but I believe that you could talk to Mr. Court Christie, and he could help you.
The article is here right now.
Well, in just a minute, then I'll ask you to read it. All of his stuff is going on, you see. And Dorma says something to Karen, and it's about, you know, jail, et cetera, et cetera. And Karen says, well, I don't know, but the sheriff's out there now. And Dorma looked at her and said, now, Karen, that isn't funny. And she said, no, it isn't, but he's out there. And I said, where is EJ? And Karen says, well, he's out there with him. So Dorma and Karen sort of stand around one foot and the other one until EJ comes back, and he has this quizzical look on his face, and of course they're both with their mouth open. Well, tell us, what did he want? Oh, well, I don't know what the soupy's doing up here, but he's looking for Eric Ellison. And he tells me we'll be receiving mail, etc., from that man. Well, what are you looking for him for? Well, I'm not allowed to tell you, sir. It's someone else's case anyway. So someone in this room, it would be interesting to know why the sheriff is still looking for Mr. Ellison, and why everybody was so angry when it worked out as it did with Cassie and Eric. I don't have anything against these ones, but anyone who has been in jail and is out on probation and continues to break probation sets my people up. And you have to understand that ones having been incarcerated Some of them get the light of God. Others get paid off to go spy. They get time off. And regardless of what you would like to think, whether it is truth or lie, Mr. Ellison murdered a man. I make no judgment on the cause. I do say that that brings ones under constant surveillance when they move from one area to another. And I have a feeling that what they're trying to do is keep him under surveillance. So you also turn around and give as little information as possible to the sheriff, so that it's awkward both for the sheriff and for you. But watch out, Randall. You've been implicated also. And the interesting thing is that you don't do anything. It's like Patricia. I haven't done anything. Doesn't matter. Once your enemies lay it at your doorstep, it doesn't matter what you've done. You're under the magnifying glass. So I can only remind you over and over and over and over again, you can get as angry as you wish at Tatum. I would be less than my weight in salt, which I want to tell you, I don't weigh much. I'm very big, but I don't weigh hardly anything. And you'll find that with ascension capabilities, you won't either. You see, the law of the universe does not say there is electromagnetic gravity. The fact is, the universal law is that every item seeks its own density. So in the human physical form, you're going to go, bam, right against that nice density that matches your own. It's called the earth, or the floor, or anything heavier than you. Once you have dispersed into a vapor or disintegrated into particulate, you undoubtedly are going to float just like gas. And the lighter the gas, the higher the frequency, the higher you're going to float until you reach the great compression that holds everything within your atmosphere. So you don't need a science lesson. But you do need to adjust up here between your ears. You have to be careful what comes out of the mouth. You have to be careful what goes into the ears. E.J. said it pretty well one day. His dad was laying him out, you know, for not thinking. And E.J. says, "But Dad, I thought." And his dad said, "Well, you just quit thinking." So I know that it sounds contradictory. Be very careful what you're doing, especially around this community, because efforts are absolutely being flung at you from every direction to separate you. Divide and conquer. Well, they're not going to divide and they're not going to conquer. Many may go, and a lot of trouble may be had, but the nucleus goes right on, and you can see that as we have shifted and the liberator died, the contact has picked it up, and it's bigger, better, bolder than ever. It's a voice of the people. And you will continually hook up with others. The fax network. Well, will it bring you great riches? Indeed, it better not. It would be nice to break even, but that is not the qualification for the publishing of the paper. Be careful. There's a lot of tyranny being expressed upon other ones as ones believe. You see, I could get into a big argument in a court of law once I get in there, and I may just arrange it so that I can get a hearing. You know, while Ed Young spoke, did anybody wonder why that judge just sat there and stared at him? I can cause judges to miss court. I can cause them to get pretty sick to their stomach that day. In the head. I can do quite a few things. I don't have to evaporate them to do it either. On the other hand, until you ones learn, what good is it? What good is it to speak to an empty room, for instance? Unless you have a lot of receivers in that room, not one iota of good. That's why Dorma could write and she could fill the basement with these words of wisdom. And every secret of the universe, and if it never moves out of that basement, someday all they have to do is wake-o-ize it. Well, I don't want that to happen, and I certainly do not want it to happen to any of our people. I don't like having to write about all of these things, other than make comment, preferably much briefer than I'm doing. I don't like having to run all of Ray Rinnick's writings, for instance, because I don't want to take that honor from him and when he ultimately does his book. But as we run it serialized wise, you see, that will only cause people to want to go back and get the book. And we can do this with Gunther's. But we're right face to face with a remarkable compilation of material. Remarkable! But there's 600 pages of it, and we've looked at it, and we don't see how we can split it up into 200 page lots. Not without redoing a lot of it in order just to put it in smaller volumes. This is Rodney's work, The Fraud in America. He did one on the air. Now we're going to try the land. And then I think his next one will surprise all of you. And I don't think that anybody but me knows its subject. Well, of course he does. But it'll be more interesting to us and what we do. I want that book published. So, as a business group, how do we get that book published while we are still in frozen assets, miserable assets, no assets? I think we go for it. I think we somehow funnel just enough to get that book printed. And then we help him push it as hard as we can. If you don't begin to get that information out there and hit that public hard, you begin to lose as the major distractions come. And the next big distractor is going to be your economic collapse, which will not allow you the resources to do this, and or comes down the word from the great ones that you may no longer publish these things. Period. Look at what's happened in Australia. Basically everything has to be run through the British press. So by the time anything gets over to Australia, it's priced right out of the moon, you know. It's good for the world. Don't kid yourselves. It's everywhere. You're the last bastion. And you're sinking. my God, you're sinking. You are just about gone. And yet, if you can buy one more week, make them think one more minute whether or not they kill you. You see, they can't even make up their mind what to tell you about different things. First they say Cesar Chavez died peacefully in his sleep in a motel room. Until everybody's saturated with this. They even stole the motel room. Then when that gets a little hot and ones begin to question, and 50,000 people show up in Delano, guess what? Oh, he was staying with friends and died peacefully in their bedroom. Cesar Chavez, early on in his life, he was entangled in that cross-the-border elite incredibleness. But this has turned out to be one of the most godly men that will ever walk the face of your earth since Gandhi. Man doesn't know any difference than to come along with what he's trained. And he was trained as a Catholic. And he honored his religion, but he honored, first of all, God. And he could see what had happened and was happening to humanity. Does this make the unions pure and clean? It's enough to be barfed. And is Cesar Chavez a typical union leader? No, hardly. I don't think you could classify him with Jimmy Hoffa. And yet, would he make bargains, or would he do? Indeed, he would, if it furthered his people. He only asked that they be treated as humans. Does it make it right to have gunfire between the union and the growers, or the union and the non-union? No. No. But maybe he's a little bit like Ray Rennick or Bo Grimes. I don't know what else to do, Father. I won't take up arms, but I don't know what else to do to stay alive or keep my people alive. And you've not grown enough to know that the pen is still mightier than the sword. But they also will go as far as they can go to keep you from having the pen and the paper upon which to write. No, it's not easy. But don't underestimate God. Sheila's, don't underestimate God. It may not work out as you think it should. It may not happen in its sequence as you would do it. How many hundreds of letters? We don't get them anymore. They've given up on old Hat Tom. He's too dumb. Over and over and over again, one said, well, Hat Tom, show up in the middle of Super Bowl and they'll all believe. This whole world will believe. In a world of television, that wouldn't make anybody believe. You don't even know who's on the other end of the telephone when you call. Valentine assumed it was Ray Rennick. He said so. He didn't question that. But I want to tell you, this is Commander Hatton from the good ship Lollipop. We'll prove it to us. Tell us how you have sex on Pleiades and we'll believe you. You know, this is the way it is. Number two, why don't you disappear? And why don't you go up there instead of Dharma? How long do you think Dharma would last if I appeared? Not 2 seconds. The reason they can't do anything to you is because they can't do anything to me. They can't find me. And when they do, they can't do anything about me. And this is why you have any measure of security at all. Because it is you ones who have the biggest trouble believing in Hatton. But you're working for the right reason. And you'll keep working for that right reason, even though you're just not quite sure about Hatton. But you're certainly not working for somebody named Doris Ecker who can build $2 million out of some poor soul. So come on, look within and see what it is you're doing. You are rolling around and coming into your recognition of your uniqueness in relationship with God. And Hatton may or may not exist, but the teachings are right. And you sure do hope that there's a bigger brother than the big brother that's watching you. And there is. You could see us all around. I thought we did a good job today.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little reminder, we can do this. EJ had a good observation. I hope that you will all enjoy this when we no longer have need and we just go away or we do whatever we do. And you have that clump of moisture there, you will notice that it will just fall through. It looks like the wind is blowing straight down, you know, or that there's a little rain cloud. That's because that has, you know, it has unified. It has formed into droplets. There's nothing longer to keep it in dispersion. We've removed it. So now you have another clue when you see those little clouds with a little something falling out of the middle of them. That's where we were. Well, we may still be there too, but we no longer need the shroud. We don't show. These are things that I know it's hard to accept. They are also the things that make it the most dangerous for you in efforting to just stay alive. And to satisfy curiosity will never be good enough reason for us to jeopardize one little hair on one of your little heads. Not one. We have too many ones before birth, just birthed, and on up to satisfy curiosity for any one individual who is finding trouble dealing. And you're going to be distracted continually as more and more of you begin to hear literally voices. If you hear voices giving you instructions, you better really question it. Because I want to tell you what they did. They took my frequency as I projected it. They even looked up. I'm telling you, this was a multi-million dollar project. And in Houston, Texas, they built transmitters and receivers to transmit and receive on my frequency. The one I'm using right now. Clever little chickens, you know. Good morning, Houston. They started transmitting on that. So anyone who now, if you're within the right receiving, you know, attunement, you can receive voices. That's why I never project my voice. They know that. And they don't have any trouble translating what I say. It's just a... It isn't even a sophisticated system. It is a pulse system. It's a binary code system. You could reduce it, slow it down with just some tampered with computer systems. But you see, you've lost the value of that unless you turn around and project out a voice. Well, I'm telling you, you're getting blasted all over. And Edwards is great. And they have this entire tunnel system. Now, even your police officers around here, your sheriffs know of all these underground facilities around here. They don't know what to do about what's coming down. They're the ones that are going to have to enforce all of these new regulations and at some point be sent into somebody's home or church, as in Waco. But you see, the government isn't that foolish. Look who is doing the talking coming out of Waco. Look at the ones that didn't get singed, escaped. Look at the mouthpiece right out of the CAND defamation, whatever. Failure. Thank you, Wally. Right out of Australia. Read the contact. You ones are as busy as anybody. Dorma hasn't time anymore to read the contact.